A few verses of scripture here and preach a message feel the Lord's laid on my heart. I've shared this thought one time before in a service, but I've never preached it here at a church. But I've talked about this story in several different times and mentioned it because of what we find Peter saying here in the scriptures. And that's what we want to deal with for a little bit this morning. If you want to stand as we read the scripture, if you can. Matthew chapter 17, beginning verse 1. The Bible says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared before them, and there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when he had lifted up, when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." Amen. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer and ask the Lord's blessings. Brother Johnny, would you lead us in prayer at this time?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day and for your many blessings. Lord, we pray, Lord, you go with us now into the preaching service, Lord. Pray that you just bless Brother Keith, Lord. Give him the words to say, Lord. Apply the message to our heart, but give us courage to go do what it is we need to do with that message, Lord. We thank you for all you've done for us, Lord.
Yes.
We pray you continue to bless in the ministries here at Gospel Way, Lord, and other churches, Lord, as we go to preach revivals elsewhere and other things. Lord, we pray that you just bless in all things. We pray that this church and its members always be a lighthouse pointing unto you, Lord. Now be with us. Go with us through the remainder service, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Like I said, this passage of Scripture, I've referred to this thought several times before, and I've said, you know, Peter, a lot of times, maybe like some of us, maybe not like some of us, I don't know, you just figure out if you fit in that category, but sometimes he just said what he was thinking, just said what it was on his heart, even if it wasn't right sometimes, and maybe after he said it, he said, man, I wish I hadn't said that. A lot of times, you know, the old story is, that I've said before, old Peter had put his foot in his mouth a lot of times. Sometimes he only opened his mouth to change feet because he always put his foot in his mouth. But a lot of times he has some wonderful statements that he made too. I think about the time the Bible tells us that they asked, whom do men say that I am? And praise God, Peter had the right thing to say then, didn't he? Hit the nail on the head. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. I mean, some of them said John the Baptist, some said other pictures and other types of Christ, but he hit the nail on the head, and he said, this is the rock I'm going to build my church on, amen, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But I've noticed this time that maybe this, and before I've said this is kind of a statement that he maybe put his foot in his mouth here, because it just kind of seems strange, but yet I want to preach to you a little different a thought about this that I believe... maybe he did say a very good statement here, and maybe it's something we ought to think about and something we ought to say. I mean, he actually just said what we've said many times before when we're in service and we're in the house of God, or maybe when we're amongst God's people and we're just having good fellowship and everything. He just said, it's good to be here.
Amen.
I mean, that's just what he said. He said, praise God, it's good to be here. And I don't know how close and how we can really even... fathom everything that Peter felt. Maybe the closest thing we can feels when we're in a good service, praise God, enjoying the blessings of God, and we really feel the Spirit of God, or maybe when we're in the prayer closet, praise God, and we're lifting up the Lord, and we're praising Him and thanking Him and praying to Him, and we just feel close to the Lord. And I guess we can stop every once in a while and say, hey, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. But I've said before, maybe that's all he could think of to say. He said, it's good to be here. And I like how much further he went along with it. Amen. He said, it's good to be here. And he said, I tell you what, Lord, let's build 3 tabernacles here and let's stay here. It's so good to be here. I want to stay here. Of course, the Lord said, you know, we can't do that. That's not what we're going to do. But I guess another thing that maybe it's hard for us to maybe fathom this, we can think about them walking by the Lord, and we can think about them being with the Lord and sitting down with Him and listening to Him preach and everything, but this was a very special time here. This is a time that really He said, wait a minute, I'm not taking all the disciples, I'm not taking all of them that follow Me, I'm not taking the 12, I'm just taking the inner circle. I'm just asking for John. I'm just asking for James. I'm just asking for Peter. Just you 3 guys come up here with Me on this mount. And the Bible tells us that the Lord was transfigured there. I mean, they seen the glory of the Lord. They didn't see all. I think they just seen a glimpse. Amen. They seen a glimpse of the Lord. It's kind of like the time the Bible tells us about Moses, and he was talking to the Lord. And you know, the Lord said, you're on holy ground. And Moses had to take off his shoes. Amen. And he let him just see his hinder parts. He said, you'll just see a glimpse of Me as I go by. You'll just see a little bit of Me here as I turn and as I walk by. And that's maybe a picture of what Peter, James, and John got to see on that day. And praise God, he exclaimed, praise God, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. I want to say sometimes I believe that we ought to experience that, and we ought to say that, and we ought to know that in our heart, that praise God, this is where we need to be, and this is what we need to be doing. And we can say, hallelujah, it's good to be here in the house of God. It's good to be here amongst God's people. It's good to be where we, amen, where we need to be. Amen. It's good to be where we ought to be, praise God. And I know the Lord will bless us for that. I mean, look, listen to this. The Bible says in verse 1 that after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. They was in a high mountain, praise God. They seen a mountaintop experience, praise God, for a little bit. They was apart. They wasn't with the rest of the crowd, amen. They was apart with the Lord, and praise God, they was with the Lord, amen. Ain't that good? They were with the Lord. I want to say, first of all, we see that it's good to be here. It's good to be, first of all, in the will of God. Amen. It's good to be in God's will. It's good to say praise. God, I know that I'm right with the Lord. I know I'm saved. I know I'm on my way to heaven. I know that, praise God, I can lay my head on my pillar at night, and I don't have to worry and I don't have to fret. I know everything's all right with the Lord. It's good to be in the will of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness. I love this passage of Scripture. It goes on to say, but He, hey, listen, like I said a while ago, sometimes we ain't there and we're late and we're behind or we're early or something, but the Lord's right on time. He said, He is not slack concerning His promises.
Right.
He says, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. I believe He wants all to be saved, Brother Eric. Amen. I believe He wants all to be saved. You say, now, wait a minute, preacher. Everybody's not going to get saved. And somebody else might say, well, the only one that's going to get saved is the elect. And there's some predestined to heaven, some predestined to hell. Well, you just go ahead and think that way if you want to. But I'll tell you, you don't have no Bible to back it up. Amen. Predestination only talks to the believer. You don't have no Bible to back it up concerning the unbeliever going to hell.
Yeah.
But I want to say, whether we believe it or not, whether we want to accept it or not, the Lord Jesus Christ died for all. All have sinned, but He died for all. All have come short of the glory of God, but the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away all our sins. Say, well, wait a minute, preacher, we're living in a wicked and perverse world and everybody's not going to come to Him. I know that, but I'll tell you what, they can come, praise God. There's room at the cross
Amen.
For them to be saved.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, in Noah's day, he began to preach the word, and he preached righteousness for 120 years.
Right.
They didn't all get in, but praise God, I believe there's some room on that boat for them.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I believe there's room on the ark for them. I believe, praise God, the animals is in there, but they had to scooted a couple animals over to bring some more people in. Amen.
Yeah.
He preached the righteousness. He preached the Word of God for 120 years, and he pleaded for them to get in. Yeah, there was only 8 on the boat, but there could have been more that come in.
Right.
Praise God. The good thing, too, is, hey, after he got done preaching, amen, he had a, hey, this is a good invitation, Brother Eric. After he got done preaching, he had a 7-day-long invitation. Praise God. Piano players plumb wore out, Brother Pete. Amen. I don't know how many times I had to play Just As I Am, 7 days.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, the door was wide open. All the animals was in there. Yeah. Everything was taken care of. There's some seats sitting there. There's places for folks to come and sit down and be there in the ark. And for 7 days, God held the door open.
Yes.
Boy, it's a picture of grace, ain't
Amen.
It? That's just a picture of grace. And I want to tell you now, the door's wide open. Amen.
Amen.
The door's open for you to come in and be saved by His marvelous grace. Hey, it's good for us to be here. Amen. It's good to be here. Praise the Lord. Hey, it's good to be in the will of God. To be saved is being the will of God. To live the crucified life, that's the will of God for us. The Bible tells us in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Praise God, if you are saved, the will of God for you is to live the crucified life. The will of God for you is for you to turn your life over to Jesus and let Him be in the center of your life. It's good to be in the will of God. It's good to know, praise God, you're following Him. It's good to know that God deals with your heart about something. And yes, sometimes we have some reluctancy or something, or the devil gets there and hinders us. But after a while, we say, yes, Lord. Yes to His will. Here I am, Lord. Praise God. Send me. Amen. I tell you what, we need some Christians that will serve the Lord, that will be faithful and live for Him. I got this little story I'm going to read to you. Amen. I got 3 points and I got a poem. I'm going to give you the poem right now and we'll get to the other points. All right? I don't know. Where are you supposed to put that poem in, brother? I don't know. 3 points in a poem, that's what you're taught in homiletics, but I don't know where the poem goes yet. So I just put it wherever I want to. 10 little Christians. 10 little Christians standing in a line. 1 disliked the pastor, then there were 9. 9 little Christians stayed up late. 1 slept in on Sunday, then there were 8. 8 little Christians on their way to heaven. 1 took the low road, then there were 7. 7 little Christians chirping like chicks. 1 disliked the music, then there were 6. 6 little Christians seemed very much alive, but 1 lost his entrance, and then there were 5. 5 little Christians pulling for heaven's shore, but 1 stopped to rest, then there were 4. 4 little Christians, each busy as a bee. 1 got her feelings hurt, then there were 3. 3 little Christians knew what to do. 1 joined the sports crowd, then there were 2. Amen, oh me, all right, anywhere on these. 2 little Christians, our rhyme is nearly done, differing with each other, then there was 1. 1 little Christian can't do much, 'tis true, but he brought his friend to Bible study, then there were 2.
Amen.
2 earnest Christians, each won 1 more. That doubled their number. Then there were 4. 4 sincere Christians worked early and late. Each won another, and then there were 8.
Amen.
8 little Christians, they doubled. If they doubled as before, in just a few short weeks, there'd be 1,024. In this little jingle, there's a lesson, 'tis true. You belong to the building. Or the building group, or the building crew, or the wrecking crew. Ain't that something? Tell you what, we ought to serve Him. We ought to live for Him. We ought to bring others to Him. Hey, there's going to be disappointments. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be folks in and out, up and down, and everything else. But praise God, if you just realize it's good to be in the will of God, it's good to be saved, it's good to be on your way to heaven, it's good to be there, it's good to be here in the will of God. It's good to be in His will. It's good to be, second of all, glorifying God. The Bible tells us down in verse 5, He said, while He yet spake, behold, a great bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." This is My beloved. I mean, there the Lord Jesus Christ was in all of His glory. There He is on, and there's another place. Amen. It's good, praise God, when the Lord's a blessing, the Lord's a moving, and I tell you what, God even moved in on this scene. Bible tells us that God from heaven spoke,
"Amen.
This is My beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased."
Amen.
Amen. You get in the will of God, and God will speak to you. It's not necessarily an audible voice. I believe He speaks to us through His Word, but this is for the Word was completed. And even at the baptism of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that God spoke out of heaven then, "This is My beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." And not only that, the Spirit came down and abode upon him. Hey, it was good to be there. Peter was looking around and said, "It's good to be here."
Amen.
The Lord speaks down from heaven, "Hey, it's better to be here." Amen.
Amen.
It's gooder and gooder to be here. Amen. If it had went on, he'd sound like some of us, wouldn't he? It's gooder and gooder to be here. Amen. But I tell you what, they were glorifying God. It's good to glorify Him. It's good to praise Him. It's good to lift Him up because He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Did it say do some things? No, He said do all to the glory of God. We ought to give Him praise. We ought to give Him glory. We can give Him glory down on the job. Amen. We can give Him glory at the schoolhouse.
Amen.
We can give Him glory at the church house. Amen. We can give Him glory at your house. Amen. At our own houses. Praise God. The Bible tells us in John chapter 4 and verse 24, it says, "God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." There's no other way to worship Him but in spirit and in truth. Hey, no doubt they had the truth. Jesus Christ was there, so they had the truth. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And there was the Lord Jesus Christ. A voice came down from heaven. They were there amongst God's people. They had two other brothers in Christ that were there. Peter, James, and John, they were all there in one accord, praise God. And they worshiped the Lord, and they gave Him glory and honor that's due His name. They worshiped the Lord with that balance, praise God, in spirit and in truth. I know some Christians, they're out of balance. Amen. I don't know if they need their tires rotated or what, but I mean, they're out of balance. I mean, there's a balance of worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. I believe we ought to have the truth of the Word of God. I believe we ought to praise God. We ought to dot the I's. We ought to cross the T's. We ought to believe it. By letter, we ought to believe the Word of God. The Scripture says here a little, there a little. Amen. Believe God's Word from cover to cover. Praise God. Stand on God's Word. And we ought to have the truth of God's Word. We ought to have the truth there. But praise God. We also need to have the leading of the Holy Spirit of God to worship Him, to glorify Him, to give Him praise and honor. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Amen.
There's liberty and freedom for us to praise Him. In fact, the Bible tells us not to quench the Spirit. Amen. Not to quench the Spirit. I was talking about that the other day, and I forget what it was I was just saying, but I said, man, I mean, I was just about to shout and holler and praise the Lord. Might have been when I was at the house studying. I forget what it was, and I said I didn't. I was afraid, it wouldn't matter. I start to say, Mel, think I'm crazy. She thinks that anyhow sometimes. It wouldn't matter, just, you know. And about the same thing with some of you, too. It wouldn't matter. Just go ahead and praise the Lord, amen.
Right, brother,
folks think you're crazy already, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Give them some evidence of it.
Yeah.
Amen. But, I mean, we ought to listen to the Spirit of God. Well, listen to the Holy Spirit. I mean, I wonder how much richer our services would be if we'd all listen to Him.
Amen.
Just do whatsoever He saith unto you. Amen.
Yep.
I remember Brother Luther Carver preaching from that one time. I never got away from that thought he said over there, and where it talked about those servants and the miracle of the Lord changing the water into wine. He said over there that the servants were there and they were ready. And as far as I know in the Bible, there's no other command that's given to Mary in the Bible. No other command that Mary ever said and ever gave to anybody, excuse me. But the Lord said to her, she said to the servants, talking about Jesus, He said, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. That's good, ain't it? Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. That was her command, to look at Jesus Christ and do what the Lord tells you to do. And praise God, it'll be all right. And every once in a while you'll say, it's good to be here. It's good to be there in the will of God. It's good to be there glorifying God. Amen. Not only that, let me give you another thought. Maybe this will kind of go along with them little 10 Christians. Maybe I should have put that in here. I put the poem in the wrong place, I guess. I don't know, but look at verse 12. The Bible tells us, listen to what happened here. He said, this is what Jesus said before they went off the mountain. Amen. They didn't want to leave, praise God. I mean, they were enjoying the blessings of God. They were feeling the Spirit of God. He said, man, it's good to be here. They didn't want to leave. I'm glad it's been like that before here, ain't it? Amen. We've seen that before. We didn't want to leave. And sometimes folk wouldn't leave. Amen. Amen. After service got done, everybody fellowship and praise God. Then we get out of here and fellowship in the parking lot, and it's a good while before we leave. Why? We don't want to leave. It's good to be here, praise God. But, he said, let's build 3 tabernacles. Let's stay. Let's abide here. Well, the last thing the Lord said to him, though, in verse 12, He said, but I say unto you that Elias is already come. And He's talking about John the Baptist here. He said they knew Him not, but have done unto Him whatsoever they listed. And then He said, likewise also the Son of Man will suffer of them. He said the Son of Man will suffer of them. He said, listen, there was a purpose, and there's a purpose in all of us being here. But the Lord, the Bible tells us in one place that He said that I go to do the will of my Father. And I go to do the will of Him that has sent me. And you remember in the garden He prayed, not my will, but Thy will be done. There was something for Him to do. I want to say there's something for you to do today. There's something for us to do for the Lord today. Hey, it's a good to realize that we're there serving the Lord. It's good to realize we're there glorifying the Lord. It's good to realize we're there in the will of God. What a blessing. Passed out that track many, many times after we've seen somebody get saved at the Fellowship Track League Prince, and says, saved, sure, and serving. We ought to be saved. We ought to know we're saved. Then we ought to be busy serving Him. Hey, there's somebody you can reach that I can't reach. There's somebody you can reach that nobody else is going to be able to reach. There's somebody I can reach that you can't reach. That's the reason we all need to be busy serving the Lord. We all ought to be, praise God. If it gets down to one Christian, that's all right. That one can bring another, praise God. And then they can double and double their number over and over again if we'll just obey Him. What a blessing to serve Him. Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What a blessing. Praise God. I tell you what, Peter said it's joy and unspeakable and full of glory. There's joy in serving the Lord. There's joy in praising Him and giving Him glory and then serving Him. Somebody said, we enter the building to worship the Lord, but then we leave to serve Him. We'll leave and we'll serve Him. Hey, verse 12 tells the Lord that the Lord had something to do. He was going to suffer, and He was going to go to the cross of Calvary and die for the sins of mankind. The Bible tells us in John chapter 4 and verse 32, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. I'll tell you what, like I said a while ago, you're thinking about the Lord being right on time. I'll tell you, there's nothing that the Lord ever started that He didn't finish. There's nothing that the Lord ever did. He didn't back up. He didn't slow down. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. Thank God. Don't you thank God He didn't give up? When He went to Calvary, praise God, He didn't give up. He went all the way for us. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. I mean, you know, there's disappointments. There's things that happen in our life. And I tell you, the greatest example we can look to is the Lord Jesus Christ. He never gave up. He never quit. He never once turned around. Hey, he could, I mean, God could have come up with some other plan, I guess. I don't know. That's just the mind of God. I don't know, but this is what he was going to do was already determined before you was ever born, before he ever spoke the world into existence. It was already determined what he was going to do. For all of eternity and down through thousands and thousands of years of time, it was already determined that he was going to go to that hill of Calvary and he was going to die for you. He was going to die for me. He was going to go to the cross. The Bible says in John chapter 17, verse 3, "And this is life eternal, that you might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do." He prayed this in John chapter 17 before he ever got to Gethsemane. He said, "I've finished." I mean, in the mind of Christ, it was already done. There wasn't no turning back. There wasn't any thought of going. Somebody said over there in the garden, he's debating on whether he'll go or not. No, I don't believe that for a minute, folks. I believe he is already determined to go. I believe the only thing he didn't like about the whole thought of it is that the breaking of the fellowship between God the Father and God the Son. And it wasn't anything of his doing, but it's your sins and my sins that were laid upon Jesus Christ while he was there on the cross. But I tell you what a blessing to realize that he went all the way for us, that he never gave up, praise God. We ought to serve him. We ought to live for him. Let me give you another verse and I'm done. Amen. This has been short and sweet. Or well, it's been short anyhow. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul said, along this life, praise God, I can be thankful I'm in the will of the Lord. I can be thankful I'm saved. I can be thankful I'm living the crucified life. I can be thankful I'm glorifying Him. I'm serving Him. For me to live is Christ. He said, "So my only desire is to do what the Lord wants me to do." He said, "Preacher, we just got so many other things in this world pulling us." Yeah, it's the world pulling us, though. Think about it. If we'll let the Lord pull us, praise God, it'll be in the right direction every time. If we let the Lord pull us. If we let the Lord. Praise God. Listen, I tell you what, if you ain't saved this morning, you ought to come around this altar. We'll take a Bible and show you how you know you can be saved. There'll be somebody here to pray with you. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you ought to make things right with Him. That's God's will. He says He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I mean, I'm not talking about what man said. I'm not talking about a doctrinal creed. I'm just talking about what this book says. I'm just talking about what Jesus says in His Word. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man, nobody, not anybody, comes to the Father except through me." We've got to listen to what God says. And boy, I tell you what, if we ain't serving Him, if we ain't glorifying Him, maybe we all just check up this morning. God knows your heart. I ask the musicians to come around. Amen. It's good to be in God's house. Thank God for the good singing, and thank God for His Word this morning. I trust it's been an encouragement to us. There's somebody that, though, listen, I tell you what, if you ain't never been saved, y'all just come around this altar. Y'all just obey God. Amen. I'll ask every head to be bowed and every eye closed before you stand. Listen, I wonder if there's somebody could say, is every head bowed and every eye closed? If somebody could lift up your hand and say, "Preacher, I'm not saved." Would you be honest with God and just lift up your hand? Just be honest with the Lord. Could you lift up your hand and be honest with God and say, "I'm not saved"? Or maybe you're not sure that you're saved. Could you lift up your hand this morning? Amen, amen. You can put your hand down. Anybody else? Anybody else? God knows your heart. Amen. Is there anybody else that could say, listen, is there anybody else that could say, "Hey, I'm not close to the Lord where I need to be"? Could you lift up your hand to obey God? Listen, we'll pray for you. Amen. Would you lift up your hand and say, "I'm not where I need to be with the Lord. I'm not close to God like I need to be"? Would you pray for me this morning, preacher? Dear Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, God, for this time you've given us. God, I pray, Lord, for the hands that was lifted. God, you know each heart, God. Lord, I pray we'd just draw close to you and be where we need to be. Lord, I pray you'd touch hearts, Lord, those that lift their hand, God, that they know they can just come and this morning and just ask you to come in their heart and just simply do as the Word of God says. You said if we confess with our mouth and believe in thine heart, that we'll be saved. You said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God, I pray you encourage our heart to do that this morning. Do what's right and be in your will and serve you. And God, we can all say it's good. It's been good to be here. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Amen. Everyone stand if you would. Amen. Christians are already praying. Anybody else need to come around and pray? Obey God. Why don't you come on around and pray? There'll be somebody here and show you how you can know for sure you're saved. Take the word of God, as we already said in the prayer. I tell you what, that's all it says in this book. In Romans 10, 9 and 10. The Bible tells us clearly there, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank God for his word. Won't you obey God this morning? Hallelujah. Obey God. A while ago, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, what anybody else thinks. It's just listen, hey, what the Lord wants in your life, don't you obey Him. Amen. Obey God. You will come around and pray. Somebody will pray with you. Amen, amen. Anybody else? Obey the Lord. You want to come around and pray? Somebody take the Bible. Show you how you can be saved. I want you to Jesus Christ. Thank God for His Word. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. Jesus. Well, He wants to be real in your life. He wants to be precious. It's good to be there. It's good to be in the will of the Lord. Serving Him. Amen.
Is precious to me. He is my Savior, my Lord, and my Master.
Precious to you this morning. Yep. Amen. Appreciate that. Amen. Been good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Good to be here. Been good to be here. It'll be good to come back. Amen. Amen. Remember service tonight. come pray in the Lord and meet with us, 6 o'clock. And amen. Appreciate each one. Appreciate the visitors. Some maybe for the first time. Appreciate you being here with us. Some folks back again. And we appreciate you being with us in the service this morning. Amen. Thank God for His goodness. Amen. Anybody got anything to say before we dismiss? Amen, Brother John. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen, Brother Tom. Amen. Amen. Let's be dismissed in a word of prayer. Amen. Thank God for His goodness. Remember service tonight. Can pray the Lord to meet with us. Amen. Lord, just do that. It needs to be done. Praise God in each heart, in each life. Amen. We'll serve Him. Remember these announcements and meetings this week. And you